Governor Andrew Cuomo seems to be setting the stage for a tax cut next year. Recently, he's appointed a new commission to look at cutting property and other taxes and has said the state may have a budget surplus to pay for them. We get more from WRVO's Capitol correspondent Karen DeWitt.
The governor announced a new tax policy commission headed by former Governor George Pataki, a Republican, and former state controller Carl McCall, a Democrat. The governor charged the new panel with finding a way to cut taxes.
And this is going to be a centerpiece of the agenda for next year. I think this commission poses the perfect vehicle.
Cuomo, a few days later, said he thinks the state budget will run a surplus next year to pay for any new tax cuts.
The economy is starting to pick up, not as fast as we would like to see it pick up, but it's starting to pick up. And we're in a position now to do additional tax cuts.
The new tax panel is Cuomo's second commission on taxes. He appointed one in 2012 to examine reform of the state's complicated tax code with instructions to be revenue neutral in its recommendations. Former State Assemblyman Richard Brodsky, who is now a fellow at the Demos think tank at NYU's Wagner School, calls the panels the case of the dueling commissions. And he says it's all about the governor's 2014 reelection campaign, where Cuomo is seeking a fiscally conservative platform.
Governor Cuomo has adopted what I have called progressionary politics, progressive on social issues, gay marriage, guns, abortion rights, very strong. But on economic issues and tax issues, very close to where the Republican right has been. Cut taxes, subsidies for big business, those kinds of politics put together are highly unusual.
Brodsky says the combination should also serve Cuomo well should he want to run for president in 2016. The talk of possible tax cuts comes at a time when the nonpartisan Tax Foundation has named New York number one again for the highest taxes in the nation. The state is tied with neighboring New Jersey for having the largest tax burden on citizens of all the 50 states. Cuomo did not comment publicly on the report, but his lieutenant governor, Robert Duffy, did.
I've always been at 48th, 49th, or 50th, and we don't want to be there.
Duffy spoke recently at a business lunch in Rochester. He says Cuomo is doing all he can to cut taxes, but he says others in state government might not be pushing as hard.
The governor gets it, but the governor is not the only decision maker in the state. He needs the Assembly and the Senate on point two. The three leadership folks and those three entities have to agree on changes. And some of those changes are much harder to accomplish than others, but he's got a great track record the first 3 years, and I'm confident he's not slowing down one bit.
Cuomo championed a 2% tax cap per year on the growth of property taxes. He also offered some income tax relief to middle-class New Yorkers at the end of 2011, but he raised taxes on the rich. In addition, all families with dependent children will be getting a $350 tax rebate check. It will come shortly before Election Day, 2014. The Tax Foundation does say in its report that Cuomo's new tax commission, with an emphasis on reducing taxes, does offer some new hope. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.